Welcome back to the Energy Roadmap Podcast. I'm Erica Voll, and this episode, we are going to talk about what is human design. Our last episode, we talked about frequency. So now we're going to talk about human design. Human design is a tool that helps us really better understand ourselves. I talk about it like it's an operating manual because it really is. And in human design, that metaphor really holds that. So human design was actually downloaded or received by a man named Ra Uruhu in the late 1980s. And human design is a combination of quantum physics, the Chinese I Ching, which is actually 3,000 years old, the Kabbalah, modern astrology, and the chakra system. And what I find so fascinating is that the Chinese I Ching was written centuries before we discovered DNA in the 1960s. That has 64 hexagrams that are part of the I Ching, which match the 64 codons in the human DNA. All of this comes together in human design. And when you pull your chart, it is based on three pieces of information: your birth date, the time, and the location. And you get what's called a body graph, or also called the chart. And that body graph gives you so much information. When you look at it at first, it looks so complicated, but it's actually very logical once you start to understand it. I find it so fascinating that the system that can see seems so woo, that when you really look at it, the numbers and the shapes actually mean something. And my logical brain absolutely loves that. It's not like exact like mathematics, but there's a structure to it. And if you've looked up your chart, you've probably seen some words that maybe seem a little odd, like opportunist or heretic or martyr or hermit. I mean, WTF, what do those even mean? When you read your chart and you look up your type, it'll say something like a generator or a projector or a manifester. And I remember reading that I was a generator and I was thinking, I'm supposed to generate energy? What? And then I read that my sister is a projector and I was like, what is she doing? Is she projecting an image like the overhead projector from elementary school? It made no sense. But parts of it did start to resonate. And so I started to dig deeper and I ordered a chart from Erin Claire Jones, who I feel is like my first teacher. And the language she used was completely different from what I had found. It was so positive. It felt so empowering. And I actually got certified with her because I love the way she frames it. And then I found another mentor, Julie Ciardi, and she uses human design in a business context. And she goes a little bit even further, not just putting a positive spin on it, but rewriting it in a language that's specifically for women. So it's very empowering. And it resonates at the same frequency of how women actually operate and experience life. So when I teach, I use both Erin and Julie's languages because we need something that resonates with our frequency, something that brings us back to who we really are and who we are deep down. I love to say that human design gives you a language for your lived experience, and it's really true because it puts into words something you've always known about yourself, something you've always experienced, but maybe you couldn't explain. And it gives you a language then to actually explain your experiences to others, like why you might absorb their energy and amplify their energy, especially their emotional energy, or why you feel like you're always talked over all the time, and maybe how you can help that, or why one person makes you feel like you have to be certain about things and being certain about your decisions when you just want to stay open and really expansive. The way I talk about human design is different from what you'll find on most traditional websites, because maybe you've paid for a report or you paid for a reading and you thought, well, that was nice, but it didn't make any sense to me. Or you thought, wait, what? I'm a heretic? Come again? Although right now, doesn't feeling like a heretic feel pretty darn good? Like, bring it on. So if human design hasn't resonated with you before, come to the workshop with that open mind that I mentioned in the last episode. Something might land differently this time. When I first started, I did a number of one-on-one human design readings, and people would tell me, that was a lot of good info. And then they'd pause and they're like, but I have no idea what to do with it. And that's when I changed my approach. I stopped doing one-time readings and doing longer-term work, because this isn't about me feeding you information. This is actually about you studying yourself, because the more you study yourself, the more you understand how you operate. And you start to like have this decoder ring to that user manual that felt like it was in another language, and it suddenly starts to feel like you. Each piece builds on itself. Each part of human design contributes to the whole picture of who you are. We look at it in parts because some parts help you understand the other parts. Also, some areas are really more actionable for you. Like, you can make one small shift, like how you make decisions, how you listen to your body for decisions, that can actually help you feel more grounded and confident. And maybe noticing when you're reacting versus responding. Maybe it's recognizing when you're pushing advice on others and it's not landing. The body graph really shows us all of that. I can look at your chart and tell you so much about you. That can be very validating, or as one friend jokingly told me, it was a little uncomfortable how much I knew about her and how much I could tell her about herself. But the real shift happens when you start studying yourself, when you go and you read and you listen and you go inward. That's where the human design glow up really starts. Because people will notice. They'll ask you what you're doing differently, or you'll seem more confident in your decisions. Your partner and your parents or even your kids might ask you, are you sure that's what you're doing? Even if it makes them uncomfortable, they'll sense that you feel grounded. You won't be second guessing yourself. You'll say no when somebody crosses your boundaries. You'll say yes to things that feel right for you, not out of obligation, but because they feel really aligned. And in the workshop, we'll go deeper into what the body graph shows. I will show you definitions for the pieces that you see in your chart, but I don't want you to see me as a guru. I want you to see me as a guide, like a person walking you down a new path, a path that you've maybe never been on, but it actually feels really familiar and well-traveled. So that's our episode today. I will see you in the next one. Be well and have a good day.